Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
And to help us discuss the Falcons and scout the opponent, we've got former NFL tight end Randy McMichael, who was a dude in the National Football League. He spent some time on my fantasy team over the years, a former 70-catch, 800-yard tight end in the National Football League. Randy, welcome to D.C. via the airwaves and to Grant and Danny again. It's good to talk to you, man. How you been?
Hey, man, what's going on, fellas, man? I appreciate y'all having me on again, man. It's been a long time.
It's Absolutely. Been a minute, but when the Commanders are going to Atlanta, that means we got to talk to our guy, Randy McMichael. So let's just start with, last week was disgusting. That's not real, right? You guys aren't that bad.
Oh, my. You know what? You know, it's been a long week up here, down here.
Yeah.
Because of what happened on Sunday that people are still talking about today. Everybody wants everybody to be fired. Like, I just got out the air, and I'm talking about the agitation that I had. With just the fact that it's not the fact that they lost, it's how they lost. If they would have lost 21-10, okay. They lost 30-0 to the Carolina Panthers. I mean, that was just – it was just one of those things where, you know, the doubt of here we go again, the curse of the Falcon fan. I mean, all that came back in that one spell swoop last Sunday afternoon because they played like crap. I've watched a lot of Falcons games outside of the Super Bowl. That's the worst game I've ever seen the Falcons play.
Randy, I keep beating this drum, and Washington fans don't want to hear it, which I understand because it's, you know, talking about their opponent here. But I feel like Atlanta's just got so many weapons. I feel like they're capable. It just hasn't happened yet. The offense hasn't gotten going. I'm a Penix fan. We know how nasty Robinson is. I think Drake London's a dude. Kyle Pitts, his lack of production isn't because of lack of athleticism. Like, I feel like they're dangerous, and it just hasn't clicked yet, and I don't want to be there when it does.
Oh, you're absolutely correct. They have a whole lot of talent. And I think a lot of it, you know, it's big smacks because you're dealing with a young quarterback who, I mean, everybody loves Michael Penix. He ain't played good. I mean, and people are getting mad at me down here because I said he has not played well. Now, have they played their best around him? No. Drake London got hurt in the first game. And then Darnell Moody's coming back slow. Kyle Pitts is playing well. They don't give him enough targets. Obviously, Bijan is that guy. The offensive line has played well enough for them to win. And Zach Robinson, you know, the whole thing with this whole – the pistol offense, that's another overblown thing in my opinion. But I think once it starts clicking, but it has to start with number 9. He's got to play better than he's been playing these last two games. I know they ramrodded Minnesota and everything like that. He didn't play that well in that game. He played good in the Tampa game, and he played awful against Carolina. He's got to play better for this team, and they got to play better around him for this offense to get where it needs to be.
Let's go deeper into Penix. He's got a rocket for an arm, there's no doubt. But what are right. we kind of hanging our hats on? He was drafted in the top 10, obviously. But as you said, like, the perception of him and the reality is very, very different right now. He's only played in, I think, six games as a starter now. But it's more interceptions than touchdowns. It's sub 60% complete. Like, you mentioned it hasn't been good this season. What about overall? Like, how are we feeling about him?
Well, yeah, you see the potential, and you're right. He has a hose. He can throw it through rain, sleet, slow, whatever you want to. But what defenses are doing, they're taking that away from him. They're taking that away from him and making him do something that coming into the league was something that was kind of not his strength, and that's the intermediate type throws. And right now, I think he's like 2 of 20 or something like that on the season. So he's got to make those easy throws. We talked about it, me and my partner here in Atlanta, Andy Bunker, about giving him – and we had Raheem on during the summertime, giving him those layup throws. He did a great job taking the check down earlier on in the Tampa game, but then he overused it last game. That's why when you're a check down, when all of the Bijan and the tight ends were getting the crap knocked out of him because he was coming back so late to him. So he just got to fix some mechanics and footwork and those things like that. But they got to do a better job. The receiver coach, I was just fired down here. The receiver group, and you talked about them earlier, was the most unachieving room on this team. And so something had to happen. Ra, I mean, a lot of people want to call it a scapegoat. I don't, because they weren't playing well. They weren't getting in out of their breaks. They're not helping the quarterback either. But, again, the cohesion between the quarterback and the receivers is just not where it needs to be right here in Atlanta.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Randy McMichael, middays on our sister station for Odyssey in Atlanta, giving us the latest on the Falcons ahead of Sunday's matchup. So I defer to you here, and I'm asking, I'm not telling, but I did go back this week and just watch all the throws this season. I don't understand Zach Robinson's offense, and I'm not impressed at all by his scheme. There's no air yards. They take no shots at all. Most of their throws are to flat-footed receivers looking back at the line of scrimmage. What am I missing? And why don't they ever go play action? They have such a good running game. They don't move the pocket. It actually is terrible, I think. But again, you know better than I do. I would be calling for that guy if I was in Atlanta to do more. What do people think of him? Because he's never been an OC anywhere else.
Oh, they want him fired. That's what the talk all week. And you're absolutely correct. They don't do enough with it. And I go back to the situation where – Do you have a quarterback that can't do it? Because we talked about the play-action pass. Well, they're always in the damn pistol, so it's hard to play-action pass out of that. So is it a point where is Michael comfortable going under center? Is Michael comfortable turning his back to the defense? I don't know what that is. But, yes, he needs to be more creative. But I think we have a caller section at the end of each show, and today somebody – and I was like, if it doesn't go right, somebody else is going to get fired if it looks like it did last week. Probably the offensive coordinator. My reasoning is always this. Then who are you going to hire? There are no more play callers on this staff. And so they're up against it right now. But it's amazing when they were gashing people with the pistol, it was fine. When Kirk Cousins threw for 500 yards twice last year in the pistol, it was fine. But when it doesn't work, it's all of a sudden we got to get rid of it. He's got to do a better job of calling plays. The quarterback's got to do a better job of recognizing and all these different things. And the players, I'm telling you, they got to play better around. They play better around, this offense will work. But Zach Robinson, my issue with him, he don't give Bijan the ball enough. There's no way, heck, that Bijan gets 13 carries last week and Tyler Allgeier gets one. They love that 11 personnel, which I freaking hate so much, when you guessed and your best offensive personnel grouping is 12 personnel with Charlie Warner and Kyle Pitts on the field at the same time. It statistically is shown that's their best one, but yet he wants to run this. Oh, see, I'm getting mad again. He wants to run this soft behind 11 personnel the whole damn game.
Randy McMichael with us here, breaking down the Atlanta Falcons on G&D. So do you expect different things this weekend? I mean, to me, I look at what happened this past week. We're talking about it, but that 30-0 loss, and I'm going, this is the introspection time. This is the adjustment time. Your initial plan for a couple of games, you wrote it out. It didn't work. Now here comes something brand new. Do you expect kind of a different, I don't want to say style of offense. They're still going to pistol. But you know what I mean? Do you expect, like, significant changes and maybe a refocus or a rehoning from this Falcons team making them dangerous?
I really hope so. I really, really hope so, because I think that, you know, the sense of urgency is there. Rod knows that if he doesn't get it done this year, he's gone. Terry Fontenot knows, the GM, who I'm very fond of both of these brothers. But if they don't get it done, they're going to be gone. They've already got rid of one coach. I know they moved Zach down to the field. I hope so. I hope that it's a matter of, okay, you saw what happened in Carolina. It was embarrassing. The Falcons don't get a lot of national news, really. They got a lot of national news because everybody said the same thing. What? 30-0 in Carolina? And because of that, and because of how the offense struggled, because you go back to they were 0-5 in the red zone. When they kicked the five field goals, wherever it was. The plays are there. There's guys wide open. They said there hasn't been a receiver or tight end that caught a touchdown yet. Well, Drake London dropped two in the first game. Cordero Hodge, he didn't run past one. Michael put the ball perfect. Kyle Pitts was sitting in the end zone twice. Michael didn't throw it to him. So, I mean, there's plays to be had. And I understand when it's not working, everybody wants to go back and talk about scheme. But take care of the plays that are there, and then the scheme will continue to develop. But I hope that they get to a point where they can put some more stuff in this offense, because right now it's just stagnant.
Let's move to the other side of the ball in the Falcons' defense. They rank number 3 in yards per play allowed so far this season and number 3 against the pass. I think they're 6th in sack rate, although most of those came against J.J. McCarthy, so it's early enough that kind of skews things some. But what have you seen so far from the Atlanta defense?
I think they played well enough for this team to be 3-0. You think, go back and to the first game, it wasn't their fault. They played good. They had, but the thing about it, Baker was just doing Baker things. You know, and I mean, that's what I love about Baker. No matter how much you kind of stymieing him up, he figures out a way, and that's what happened. Also, they missed the field goal, and now the Falcons have had open tryout 3 straight weeks to kickers, so whatever that means. But I think defensively, they played better. I think, you know, the infusion of these young pass rushers has helped. I think Kate Nellis is playing really well. And a lot of these young players that were here last year, these second-year guys like Dorlis and those and Rukoro, those young players are playing well, because a lot of them didn't play last year that were drafted on that defensive line. You add them with the SEC boys, Jalen Walker and Pierce, they've gotten better. Now, they're not where they need to be. And I think, you know, with the challenge that Marcus Mariota is going to give them as far as a running quarterback, they haven't faced that yet, so that's going to be the challenge. But I think, you know, you can't ask for more. They played well enough for them to win. It's not their fault, Carolina. Hell, the Carolina kept getting the ball in their damn territory. So I think, you know, they played better than they have in recent memory, in my opinion. But you're right, the sack numbers got to get up where they were in the Minnesota game.
What about the run defense? I mean, to me, this is a little bit of, you know, like Nebraska in the mid-90s type atmosphere for Washington if you're going to get out of Atlanta with a win. I think they got to pound a little bit. They did last week against the Raiders, who came in with a pretty good run defense, knocked them around. Right. I think that's the recipe. How do you think Atlanta holds up in the run D?
Well, that's going to be the challenge. That is going to be the challenge, because Marcus gives you that extra dimension at the water. I mean, I know that Terry's going to be out. We know that Jalen's going to be out. But Marcus gives you that added element with the running game that you already got. Because, I mean, the way that the Commanders were gashing, I'm talking about gashing Vegas last week, that's going to be a problem for Atlanta. Now, I think with Atlanta is they're without their number one corner in A.J. Terrell. So you can't play – without Scary Terry, the Falcons might be able to go a little bit more man and commit more bodies to the run game because of the fact that Marcus is the quarterback. Not saying Marcus can't throw it. But I think more than anything, because of his ability to run, they have to account more bodies to the box.
It sounds to us from D.C., just hearing little clips or seeing some of the stuff from the fans, like there's some Marcus Mariota venom.
There's some animus.
There's a lot of, like, this scrub can't come here and play well against us, dot, dot, dot stuff.
Okay. All right. So this is the thing. Like, we had in my partner, Andy, he's a Washington guy. So you know the thing with Oregon and Washington. In the year that Oregon came to Georgia, I went to Georgia. So Oregon and Georgia played in that kickoff classic. You remember that? And we had Marcus on the show, and I was just joking around with Marcus, and I was like, so are you guys going to cover? And he got really upset about that. And I'm like, Marcus is the nicest guy I've ever met. And he really got upset with me. And so my partner, obviously being from Washington, loved it. And everybody just keeps talking. I'm like, I didn't think it was a big deal. Marcus goes on another station in Portland and brings it up. And so, you know, that's a big bit that we have on our show. I always give my keys to every game on Friday afternoon for a Falcons game. And my keys were, I'm not going to give you all, my last key was this: no game balls. No game ball, meaning do not let Marcus Mariota and Dan Quinn come into this house. Do not let them come into Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia, where we all know what happened with Marcus here, and obviously Dan was here and had whatever. Do not let Marcus Mariota come in here and get a damn game ball because he came into the stadium and beat you. That was my last key of the day because you just don't understand what it's like being a Falcon fan. This stuff happens to us here.
we know very well.
Oh, we know about it.
It was 25 years of that around these parts.
Yes, guys who we cut, guys who coaches who we fire, a guy named Josh Dobbs who got there on Wednesday beat us. This is what happens to Atlanta, and that is in the back of every Falcons fan right now. It's Marcus Mariota is coming to Atlanta, and he's going to play the game of his life. That's just the psyche of where Atlanta Falcon fans are.
Prediction for this one, Randy, what do you got?
I like the Falcons. I like the Falcons. I think that they can make enough plays. I think that the offense is going to be better. I do. I think the Falcons can find a way to get out of here with a win. I think somewhere around like 21-17, somewhere in that area.
By the way, you guys also have a kicker issue. You get rid of Young Wei Koo. You bring in a youngster who's missed two field goals. We're 3-for-6 in the field goal department in this town this season, so we know all about that.
Okay, well, they brought in another. They had open tryouts this week. It just came out that the kid that missed the kicks last week, Romo, is going to kick on Sunday. Now, he went 5-for-5 last time in Mercedes-Benz. All right, so it's a controlled element. We found out today the roof is not going to be open, and so it's going to be a controlled climate. So hopefully, because if he misses one kick, I'm just telling you right now, it's going to be bad.
You're talking about Matt Gay from the Commanders.
You mean Matt
Gay,
right?
You're talking about Matt Gay.
I'm telling you, you got one daggone job. All they do in practice all day is kick soccer balls, give golf tips, and read stocks and all that stuff. You got one damn job. Now, I wouldn't want it, but you got one job. All right, we've been out there fighting for 70 daggone plays, and all you got to do is make a kick.
Relatable content. Enjoy the game this weekend, but hopefully not too much.
All right, fellas. Y'all take care, man. Thanks again.
Having you on, Randy. He's always good. Randy McMichael does middays on our Odyssey sister station in Atlanta. A little bit of a vibe there. You could get a taste of how they're feeling in Falcons country.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.